Hi, my name's Shane Burley.
And I'm Monica Humbert.
And we are the S&M...
Rant, It's like I got nothing.
Wer ist der größere Fucktot?
We have a lot of stupid people, and there is really, you know, it's very hard to assess which one
yes.
is more stupid or more fucked up, but or more FT, as we are now putting censored on our stream. So we don't know who's more FT'd. I just didn't want
to get the FT of the week.
Oh, and I did write masturbating. Now I've changed so that we don't get censored by iTunes. I wrote masturbating is self-servicing, just in case.
Nice.
Just in case. So, anyway, I will read
this
the
guy
first
has the
one.
Best name, by the way.
Isn't it great? Okay, so the name is Jesse Dimmick. Now, why do you love this? Because
I have good reasons. Well, right away, Jesse Dimmick has the best name ever.
Because?
Now, here's the weird part.
Yes.
Actually, read out the title first.
Okay,
then
Jesse Dimmick, former Colorado kidnapper, is suing his former hostages for breach of contract.
Okay, so first of all, how can you be a former kidnapper?
Oh, that's true.
Like as if it's an occupation.
It's
an occupation
lasts,
in
right?
some countries, but it's, not in Colorado.
It's like former child molester or something.
Yeah,
it's
former
like, you are forever.
Former guy who shot 400 people
in
at a shopping mall.
Yes.
Former
yeah.
shooter? Former killer? I don't know.
Yeah, it's like oh, you
it
know,
no
I was a kidnapper one time, but I've moved on. I have a new vocation.
I have a new vocation. My career has taken a different turn. Okay,
like
so
name.
I like his name so far because it's really hilarious, but please continue reading the story here.
A Colorado man who is serving a nearly 11-year sentence for kidnapping a newlywed Kansas couple, stealing a vehicle, and fleeing from authorities in 2009 is now trying to sue that couple for breach of contract. In his lawsuit, 25-year-old Jesse... Shane is biting his lip now. He's just going to lose it. Okay, Shane, lose it. No,
nope.
Lose it.
I'm trying not to use my key phrase of wow. keep going. Come
on. It's pretty stunning. Okay. In his lawsuit, 25-year-old Jesse Dimmick, and Dimmick to me sounds like dimmer, like his name should be Jesse Dimmer. Like
he's definitely dim.
He's super dim. Of Aurora contends that after breaking into Jared and Lindsay Rowley's Topeka area home while fleeing police, he and the couple reached a legally binding oral contract that they would hide him for an unspecified amount of money. Shane now, again, head in hands. Dimmick, who is representing himself, is seeking $235,000. I have so many problems right off the bat, but I'm going to just address the fact that he is suing people because he held them hostage. He convinced them, you know, okay, you're going to hide me out, and they're like, okay, we don't want to die, but, you know, he's sad about it. You know, he doesn't feel he was done right by them. Quote, here's the quote from the civil suit. As a result of the plaintiff's breach, spelled wrong, of contract, I, the defendant, suffered a gunshot to my back which almost killed me. The hospital bills alone are in excess of $160,000, which I have no way to pay, Dimmick wrote in a civil suit filed last month in Shawnee County District Court. Okay, what I also like is that it is all the fault of the hostages. Were they not involved in this, he never would have been shot by police. The whole police thing is their fault. He wouldn't have been chased by them if they had just been nice enough to keep him. He didn't do anything that led to this whole scenario. No, not at all. The rally said that Dimmick held them at knife point, and a neighbor told the Topeka Capital Journal that this is my favorite part, that the young couple were able to gain their kidnapper's trust by, quote, eating Cheetos and drinking Dr. Pepper with him while watching the movie Patch Adams. I think I might almost rather be raped.
I would rather have a rabid raccoon fuck me in the ear. And then, as he's about to finish, puncturing my eardrum.
With his
spunking sploosh. Into my inner ear canal.
Yes.
And then me having to have half of my head removed due to the rabies-infected spunk. infecting my brain and going crazy, becoming a cannibal, and moving to Florida.
I think that's fair. The couple was able to escape unharmed after Dimmick fell asleep. It's like he's on Saturday Night Live or Mad TV or something, that this is a sketch. They're watching this movie, then he falls asleep, then they sneak out, they tiptoe. All right, fell asleep only to be awakened by police while being ordered to lie face down. A Topeka officer's rifle accidentally discharged and shot Dimmick in the back. It's so fucking stupid. According to a report by the Topeka Capital Journal, Dimmick's breach of contract suit was filed in response, this is the best, filed in response to a suit filed by the Rowleys seeking $75,000 for home intrusion and causing emotional duress. The people that were held hostage were only seeking $75,000. He is suing them for like three times as much.
I have to say, I don't even have to read the next
story. I know, it kind of feels that way, and
But I'll read it here, and we'll find out. Train driver. A train driver.
Yes.
Sues parents of suicide victim. Okay. A train driver who ran over a young man presumed to have committed suicide by throwing himself onto the tracks is demanding compensation from the dead man's parents. Okay, well, that sucks.
For whom?
But I've actually seen this before, where people that like leap off of buildings and all these kinds of things. A lot of people that witness the event can't.
They're traumatized, but you're suing the parents is just not helping anyone.
Oh no, it's not helping anyone at all. Are you kidding?
Yeah, are you kidding? No, I'm
where
not.
Where is this, by the
in
way?
In Germany.
This is in Germany. Okay, so the legal hearing in the dispute that held in court in Nuremberg on Tuesday, according to a news magazine Der Spiegel, which I think is German for the spaniel. No idea.
I think it's speech.
Is it the speech? Oh, we'll sorry. I was hoping it would be like a dog.
We'll take a look because I got to tell you, I got a pretty low grade in that first German class. So
the
52-year-old
driver has ceded his complaint to his wife, who is appearing as the plaintiff, so the driver himself can appear as a witness. The wife initially asked for 15,000 euros in compensation. She says her husband has suffered nightmares, sleep disturbances, and headaches since the incident. Additionally, he was unable to work for 2 weeks after the accident. The dead man's parents, who were not appearing in court, are still grieving their blah, 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 blah. They can't do anything about it. They've been affected and punished enough. Okay.
That's a fair argument.
Fair argument right there. The parents, Claus and Martha S., believe their 20-year-old son, Stefan, was the victim of an accident rather than a suicide when he was struck and killed by a train in January 2009. Stefan was hit by a train about 1 a.m. near... Okay, if it was like 2 in the afternoon, I could believe suicide. 1 a.m., was your son drinking?
Well, 1 a.m., why would someone kill themselves at 1 a.m.? What, do you have like a line of like, well, when it's reasonable to kill yourself? 1 a.m. seems like the perfect time to kill yourself.
Well, to me, but it's a greater chance, I would suspect, of a young boy, you know, out with his friends. And
potentially, but if you're depressed, it's like drowning you're victims, up at right? 1 a.m.
If you ever, like I worked as a lifeguard for many years, right. And every stat that came out from the Red Cross was always about... you know, drownings and all kinds of things, of course. And drownings, the majority, it was like, it's crazy. Like 98% of males who drown have their flies open and were intoxicated.
Why do they have their flies open?
Because they're peeing over the side of the boat and they fall in. That's, I swear to God, that is exactly.
I like that the two things are
so
related.
I'm just saying
that's
that
awesome.
Being hit by a train at 1 a.m., I don't know. Trains are not are noisy beasts, but you don't, if you're loaded, I mean, you're not going to notice them as much, I would think. Anyway, Stefan was hit by the train at 1 a.m. near the Reddorf train station just west of Nuremberg. The driver had no chance of stopping, is usually the case in such incidents. According to the investigation documents, the driver thought he had hit a wild boar and continued driving. Yeah, okay. On his return trip along the same route, he checked the scene at the time. He thought he'd hit a deer. Only on his third pass of the site did he realize he was looking at the body of a person. He alerted a colleague who finally discovered Stefan's body.
Sounds extremely traumatic. No question.
Since January 2011, the driver has come to terms with the incident and returned to normal life. His wife's lawyer, Stephen Bowman, said, but for 2 years, he suffered from the most serious problems coping with everyday life. The image of the young man haunted him. Judge Lana Lux said the damages amount was too high and suggested 3,000 euros to 5,000 euros was more fitting. The driver's wife accordingly lowered it to 5,000 euros. The driver said that he was amenable to that. I have no desire to go through the whole thing again, he said. Stefan's parents now have 2 weeks to decide whether to accept the settlement or fight on. Their lawyer said that it was still a heap of money to compensate 2 weeks off work. I would agree, and I have to say that this story does not hold a candle. Wow.
I gotta say that there was, immediately after reading about that tool, I remembered an article, and this is what's really sad, is that I have virtually no memory about fucking anything.
But you remember.
But I remember, like, yeah, I could be on a bus and not know where I'm going. But I somehow remember all the stupid articles I've read, and I compare them with each other, so this is that my break talent. But anyway.
Wow, this is that time I read that thing. In 2008?
2008, because I remember the details, because it was the most... Wow. And I actually found the article. The only reason I didn't pair them up is not because of the year, because I'm obviously not very... You know, I don't really care. It's not... Fucked Art of the Week. They can compete anytime. I'm very giving about this. But... problem with it was that when you're actually reading the article, it's so depressing, you can't get over it. But here's what the premise of it. This guy really is a fucktard. So, this guy was speeding. This was in Spain. This guy's speeding in his car. He hits and kills a guy on a bike. Okay? He sues the parents of the kid because the kid's dying on his car, crashing into his car, it damaged his Audi. And he suffered too. That was the claim. He was like, I know there are victims here and the parents are suffering, but I'm suffering too. I want money for my Audi. So he sued them. And the backlash in Spain, the outrage, because they're like, are you kidding me? Are you fucking making people... You killed their son, and now you want money for your car? People lost it. And he, of course, was, like, appearing on TV, because he... This is the brilliance of people like this, and I almost want to be someone like this. He had no idea why anyone was upset with him. Why would they be upset? He just wants money for his Audi. He was pretty stunned. But the pressure of it made him drop the suit. And I thought, you, sir, you would compete against this guy. But the problem is, you can't read the article without going, oh, God damn it, these people have all... the parents, you just want to just fucking kill yourself. So I can't get so depressed that I can't read an article. But you're right. Yeah, that guy really... Yeah, he was... Wow. He would have been a good contender, though. What would you have done if that guy was competing? Yeah.
Wow. I vote for him.
Okay. Well,
so you voted for who?
Here's the thing. I did... let's pretend this show isn't... that we shoot everything in order.
Right.
And that we're making the call now, and for some reason you have to step out.
I have to go for a minute.
Right!
In reality, I recorded earlier with... the guest, who I actually don't know who the guest was.
Yeah, they're awesome. They're from Sarcastic Voyage.
Sarcastic Voyage?
Yeah, it's brilliant. Very funny. Yeah, and they're awesome.
Right, you want to get that?
Hang on. Yellow.
Hi, it's Monica from the S&M Rants.
Oh, yeah.
Who is it, Pat?
It's What's-Her-Face from The Thing.
Oh, right. Yeah, we've been waiting for her. Hi there.
Oh, hi. Hi. Thanks so much for taking the call. Fucktards is what we're going to talk about today. And
Are these people suffering from fucktardation, or is this some sort of more colloquial use of the word?
Yeah, no, it's a severe fucktardation. Severe. Profoundly stupid decision-making.
Ah.
Nothing genetic, nothing they were born with, nothing that we are insulting anyone else for doing or having. Just, these people cannot fucking function on their own, and I'm kind of disturbed. I'm surprised they walk.
Yes, the people who you're shocked to believe they've mastered the skill of breathing in and out.
Exactly! Like, you just think one day they're just gonna pass right out. But
well, Matt works retail.
He's stuff in the street today.
Oh, Matt, you work retail? That is so painful.
I've worked retail for many years.
Doesn't it just kill your belief in humanity?
Oh, God.
Doesn't it?
See, I've insulated myself.
Sorry,
Okay.
I know of them in theory, but this poor man has to deal with them day after day, so, you know, really, it's more his guest appearance than mine, I would say. I'll certainly play along, but he's more the expert between the two of us.
You must have a special insight into fucktardedness.
Oh, my God, all the time. I worked at a used bookstore and a combination comic store for, like, 10 years, and you want to talk about the dregs of society, holy shit. Find a dumb person who also wants to take your money. Now you've got, like, now you've really got problems.
And you got that great cross-section of people who only want to buy something used, and, of course, comic book people who are salt of the earth.
Oh,
and,
yeah. Very close to the edge. That's what I've heard.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. Those are our people. We might be sending you one or two of them, so don't... Don't insult their aptitude too much.
No. They're good with people. They're all very good with people.
Oh, yes.
Any stories, Matt? Any particular fucktards that you've met in your day-to-day where you're like, wow, you should be shot?
I have had people who have gotten to screaming matches with me over the difference between a book that costs a dollar and a book that costs a quarter.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
I had a woman come in one time with a dollar book from our book bin out front. And she's all like, here you go. I'm like, okay, $1. She's like, no, it says 25 cents. I'm like, no, you don't understand. This is a specific thing. This is a dollar book. This is 25 cents. She's like, are you really telling me that I owe you 75 more cents? Yes.
Yeah.
That is the most, I can't believe that you would lie to people like that. It's just, I would have to come in here off the street buying one of your books. And you're saying I actually have to give you all of this. And I just, you know what? Here, I got this. 75 cents for you right now.
Exactly. Clearly,
you need this money so badly.
Yeah, it's so critical to you.
That I have had to continue to have this conversation for, what are we at now? Oh, 2 minutes. You're covered.
Yeah.
Did you make a show of reaching into your pocket and grabbing three quarters and putting them in the register for her? That's the only way to end that transaction is to deliberately show her, yeah.
Well, and then she gets insulted.
You're welcome.
Did she actually get insulted? Because that's usually how it goes in my experience. Is that then you do that, and then they're like, oh, how dare you!
Oh, yes.
That's great.
I know I'm out of my element here, but it seems to me that there is no greater insult to a Canadian than having someone pay for three quarters of your book for you. That just, it's like a slap in the face.
Yeah, no, that's absolutely. I had one place where it was like a government agency, and the government agency actually, and I think I was temping there, but the government agency, all their job was is to accept resumes for positions. That's all that the place was. And right across the hall was the passport office. And we had one woman come in, and she said, oh, I'd like a passport. We're like, nope, across the hall where it says passport. She said, I swear to God, she said this, it's not a bit. She looks at me and she says, oh, yeah, but the line's shorter here.
Wow.
All right, then. Yeah.
Now, see, my wife came here from Canada. I live in America, and it is a very, very long, grueling, tedious process to get all the paperwork involved. To come here, and I just can't imagine someone like that doesn't deserve, like, you need to be a certain level of intelligence to go through that process. I don't think dumb people like that should be allowed to have a passport.
No, actually, yeah, they shouldn't be allowed to travel and advertise their country so poorly. I think you.
Yeah, exactly.
It's actually true, which, by the way, brings us to our fucktards. So you guys have read these two articles.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. I feel like with the first guy who's defending himself, which is already a problem. I feel that there should be, like, a new law that if you defend yourself, you know, okay, I guess let people do that. They have the right. But if you defend yourself and you come up with a defense that is this poor, once you get charged, once you get sentenced, you should tack on, like, 10 more years.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
So tell me your thoughts about our first fucktard, the guy who decides to sue the people who he held hostage.
Matt, you want to take this one first?
I feel like, for both of these, the absolute out-and-out ballsiness of these guys is completely, I almost respect this. Just the fact that this guy, like, well, I don't understand. I kidnapped them, but, like, we were friends then, man.
Yeah.
Like, I was going to give them some money. We hung out, watch Patch Adams.
Yeah. That's a sign of love, if nothing else.
I'm the one who feels betrayed here.
Exactly.
Apparently, people don't understand how Stockholm Syndrome works.
Exactly. Basically do anything if someone has a knife at you and has just put their car into your house or what have you. Maybe you're just going to watch, you're going to eat the Cheetos, and you're going to watch Patch Adams, and you're going to drink Dr. Pepper, all of which, by the way, are excellent product placements. I hope that products are... You're right. I mean, he feels betrayed. He thought he had a friendship going there that he didn't. That's hard. That's like when someone dates you and they only want your money or just for sex or something, you know?
Yeah.
See, and now you're getting to the heart of this. You're getting to the heart of this guy. You know, it's an inherent sadness, an inherent loneliness. Like, Matt, you talk about his balls, but really, isn't he just lonely? Isn't he just enacting an elaborate plot to have friends and money? I mean, is that, you know, is that so wrong, really? Yeah, exactly. I mean, I don't have enough Twitter followers, so I'm going to go get a knife. That seems like a sensible leap to me.
Yeah.
Well, and he's, where was it, Colorado? Like, that's not, I mean, I don't know how well acquainted you are with America, but the Southwest is in the running for stupidest quadrant of our country right now. So,
you know, I have
said that.
Yeah, I lived in the States and did travel quite a bit there, but I did avoid certain places. And, Colorado was kind of one of them. Great, Colorado.
I mean, it's nice if you want to ski, but, you know, if you've lived in Canada, then you probably have skiing options already. So
I did.
Yeah.
I kind of hold it against the whole state.
Right.
I had a really bizarre roommate from Colorado. He was completely insane, and he talked. He was like a tax attorney, but he thought he really wanted to be a ski bunny, and kind of talked about it all the time. I was really lovely in Colorado, and so I can't really think about Colorado without thinking of that sinewy beast. And so, actually,
I believe that's the national animal of Colorado, by the way.
The sinewy beast. I should put him right on the flag, I think, or the picture of this guy that accompanies the article. Come to think of it, with his vacant stare.
Home of the sinewy beast. Yeah, that is. If that doesn't go on their license plate, like right after this show, I don't know what.
Yeah. Snuggle up with some Cheetos and watch some Patch Adams.
In Colorado, home of the sinewy beast. Yes, I like it. It's got a beautiful ring to it.
Yeah.
So he wanted friends. So we're sympathizing with him, or empathizing rather. And
I feel like between the two of these, he's the least sympathetic. I feel like the other, the other people could arguably at least, well, okay, grief makes you do crazy things, but this guy, you know, removing the sarcasm gloves for a minute, that's just utterly ridiculous. What the hell are you doing, dude?
How can it actually even go far enough for him to, like, put this through? I mean, shouldn't someone just be able to veto things like this and say, no, this is so stupid, and maybe these people have been through enough with you being in their house and having to talk to you. And
oh, honey, what's that in the mail? Oh, it's from, oh, God.
Oh.
Oh, God, I thought that nightmare was over.
Yeah, I thought he'd already held us hostage once.
I feel like the dragging us into court. These people is to have someone show up in their house.
I think, wouldn't it be, like, wonderful if, you know, he actually wasn't suing them for money, he was just suing them so that he could watch Patch Adams with them again? And
yeah, because he's the defense. He's set up this whole elaborate situation where, okay, Exhibit A, Your Honor, is the film Patch Adams, starring Robin Williams.
Which I would like to watch with the court now, if I may.
Yeah, if it pleases the court, I'm going to insert this DVD and let's watch, won't we? Well, of course, it's the extended cut, and they have to watch
all
the features.
Guilty.
Yeah, just based on having to watch this movie, you are fucking guilty. I like the fact that he's suing them for more money than they sued him for.
That's the spite element there. So yeah.
You really?
That's the bite of the trail right there. Yeah.
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 The other guy doesn't seem to be suing for very much, and he. Like, I don't know what he wants. Like, I mean, really, in the end, how much money does he want? He doesn't even want, like, he's, like, settling for what? Like, they suggested 3,000 to 5,000 euros. So, okay, so he's theoretically suing for, like, you know, basically what I assume would be two.
At court costs, it sounds like, which seems sort of, you know, pointless in the first place.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I can't really figure out this guy. And what I think is, it seems like it's just really misguided. Like, okay,
yeah.
you had a bad time, and more understanding I could not be. Do you think maybe his parents are having a harder time?
No.
No, definitely.
This guy, look, you don't understand. This guy ran over this kid 3 times.
I know.
I don't think anyone should feel that bad.
In his defense, or rather in, like, you know, the less trauma factor, he only realized it. The third time he came around.
The second time. And then the third time was just, you know, one of those, because comedy comes in rules of threes and you have to do it 3 times.
Exactly.
Nice. Still out there.
I don't blame for him for any of that. I mean, he's driving a fucking train and he hits something and that's your first
thought. It's not like you could dodge the kid or something.
Exactly.
Yeah, although, yeah, let's be fair. Driving a train, what does that mean? That means controlling how fast it goes, but you're not going to steer it.
Yeah, that's right.
No.
It's kind of attached to a way of going, you know?
Right.
That you don't really want to steer it anyway, other than where it's supposed to be going. That doesn't seem like that's going to happen.
Right. It just it seems, and maybe, you know, maybe I'm making assumptions where I shouldn't here, but it seems like this isn't a very skilled job.
Oh, but go ahead. Sorry.
But it seems like it's not a terribly skilled job. It seems like the train mostly does its own work, and you're just there to put a human face on it and to push a button if something goes wrong. But don't trains effectively run themselves? I mean, it just goes, right?
I also think, you know, if you're – it's a pretty efficient way of killing yourself, you know? Like, the guy knew what he was doing because he's standing in
well,
the train. Arguably.
Let's not stereotype too much, but really, Germans are known for their efficiency and for their punctuality, and that train was there on time, and that kid was in front of it at exactly the right time, and, you know, you got to admire the Germans for that, if nothing else.
Yeah, no, there's a lot of ground he covers, you know, it's the efficient killing.
Yeah, especially after it hit him.
Timing?
Yeah.
Sorry, Matt, I missed that because I was interrupting.
He did the ground cover thing, especially after it hit him.
Yeah, yeah.
Horrible.
Yeah, very, very.
You're a monster, Matt.
And empathy, also not a big German suit, you know, or trait, rather.
Well, that's, you know, the lead of this story set a chord in Nuremberg. I'm like, oh, God, here we go.
I know. So, since we're on such a positive note, but yeah, so how did you feel about our train driver friend?
I feel like I don't understand this, but at least I can almost sort of conceive his point of entry to this stupid argument versus the other guy where I don't know where the fuck he's coming from.
Yeah. Kind of there too. Yeah. Matt?
I mean, like, I get that, you know, hitting some dude three times is probably going to do something to you, but I think going after the guy's parents is probably not the direction to take that.
Maybe that whole conversation is one you don't want to have. You know, I'm feeling really bad about what I did. Really? Are you? Because we've raised him for fucking 20 years and he decided to off himself, so we're not feeling too good either, okay? We're looking at which one is the more fucktarded. I kind of feel like, I know your answer, Al, but I don't know if
have to do it. I'm going to go Team USA on this one. I'm afraid that the Colorado man is a jackass. Or to use the parlance of your show, a fucktard. I don't even know where to begin on this. The ballsiness of his statement, the breach of contract, which incidentally he spelled incorrectly.
Yes, he did.
He spelled it like breeches, like you know, underwear. Now just the ballsiness of filing
a napkin.
Yeah. Or maybe dictated to, you know, his toothless girlfriend who he refuses to marry, even though he's knocked her up like seven times. And, you know, like, I really thought that this would bring us closer together. And, you know, I mean, I realize that when you have a knife, all your problems look like hams. But really, dude, you got to let this go.
Matt,
yeah.
who do you like more for Fucktard of the Week?
I really got to go with said kidnapping guy.
Yeah.
Much as I understand the need to make friends, you know.
Much as we really painted a delightful picture of this guy, yeah.
And as much as I sympathize with how betrayed he feels afterwards, I really got to go with this guy. Fucktard.
It is really hard to find people that will willingly watch Patch Adams with you. So I guess.
Oh, that's certainly.
So I guess.
Yeah.
Your interests are that way, maybe you can't really connect without a knife. I gotta say that I agree with you, and not because you guys are just both so dead sexy that it's hard to resist.
And skipping.
That is our defining characteristic.
Yes. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, there's a part of me that thinks, I don't understand why the train driver is so clued out. You know, why he can't understand that his problems are minor in comparison. I mean, he's traumatized, certainly. Yeah. There's no question. But other people are more traumatized and just, you know what? Like, the sad thing is you can't always sue when bad things happen. I mean, I know that it's the American way, but apparently the German way, too.
And that's the thing is I just assumed, here we go with frivolous American lawsuits. Wait a minute, Germany?
It isn't, exactly. And you know what? I see a lot of Canadian frivolous lawsuits, too, so I shouldn't. But, you can't sometimes, and this is, you know, I don't want to impart any wisdom on my show because it sure as hell can't, but sometimes bad things happen and there's no one to sue. You can't always get money because something horrible happened. You might just be traumatized, and that's all.
We're really ignoring the real criminal here, Robin Williams, who needs to stop from making more movies.
Yeah, what do you call it? Like a runner-up or like a special honorable mention card? Because I feel like Robin Williams deserves that.
No, but what I do do is I have a little poll for every one of the episodes since like a few episodes back, and the people can vote in, and they can also, we can put the nominations down, but people can also enter their own nomination for, you know, the episode. Because sometimes people are like the wife, you know, or the person that gave birth to this guy, you know, like there's in all of these puzzles. But I think in this case I will put him down as Robin Williams as an official nominee. Because he made Patch Adams, and if he hadn't made Patch Adams, if he hadn't done that, none of this would have happened.
No,
I agree.
Shame on you, Robin Williams.
Yeah, shame on you, Robin Williams, who is far, far more successful than any of us will ever be. Shame on you for that, too. Okay, I guess we have Robin Williams is the fucktard of the week, you think? Is that what you're going with?
Yeah, I feel like because, you know, we're sort of a partnership here. Matt, do you agree? I think we need to present a unified front.
Okay,
Robin Williams. The tremendous power that you've given us to condemn this person that wasn't even, on trial here.
I know.
It's fantastic. I feel like we walked into a courtroom that was entirely about something else, and we said, you know what, we don't like this guy. Why don't you condemn him instead? And then we just walked away.
I don't think there would be any difference in terms of whether justice was served or not if that was actually the case. It was like, you know what? I don't even know if that guy's the rapist or not, but I don't like the way that guy looks. I know he's in the jury. It doesn't matter. Done. Yeah, without you guys, I never would have thought that was how it would go. So that's really good. I also want you guys to tell the people that the overlapping two people that know us, but... about your podcast.
Yeah, the Venn diagram of our listeners is apparently just these two people, one of whom threw us under the train, pardon my tragic metaphor, of being on the show, but this is delightful, so.
Very tactful.
Yes, well.
He thought this is what you deserve. So thank you.
Thank you for that first word.
So tell us about yourself.
We are attempted comedy writers, I guess you would say.
Yes.
Is that an accurate description of us, Matt?
Anyway.
We've been working together for quite some time, and we actually do two podcasts. There is the Sarcastic Voyage podcast, which is sort of a general comedy thing. We do sketches, we do interviews, we do funny voices, all kinds of crap. And then, Matt, why don't you tell them about the more embarrassing of the two podcasts that we do?
We also do a Star Trek review podcast called The Post-Atomic Horror, wherein we will watch every episode of Star Trek plus movies, and then review them and talk about why they're awesome or suck.
Oh, my gosh. That actually sounds like my version of the Patch Adams hostage situation. I kind of liked you guys up until now. But all right, you only torture each other with this, just the two of you?
We occasionally bring guests in, but for the most part, it's just the two of us, yes. I mean, you could think of it in terms of like a Mystery Science Theater thing where we're heckling it because we're certainly not kind to it. But we do come at it from the perspective of fans, so.
It actually does sound funny, because you guys are funny, but yeah. So, sarcasticvoyage.com, and the other one can be found at?
Postatomichorror.com.
Rant. I have to mention that we have Brian E. Everidge, who is at Pixquar, P-I-R-S-Q-A-R.
Pixquar?
Anyway, Brian, we are mangling your name. We have him to thank for this episode, pretty much, because he set us up with the Sarcastic Voyage people.
Oh, Brian!
My best buddy ever. So thank you, Brian. And Brian also sent us an article, which we will now read, which is also hilarious.
So this is from the McDowell News, covering Marion in McDowell County in North Carolina. Granite Falls, man robbed after meeting Cinderella on Craigslist. Isn't that special?
It is.
So, I have to stop doing that because that's kind of amusing. In Hickory, a man was robbed at gunpoint after a rendezvous with a woman he met on Craigslist.org. The 26-year-old man talked to the woman on the classified site, where her screen name was Freaky Friday 2
needs to make some money for the holidays, according to the police report. The pair arranged to meet at... Oh, God. What is it with Taco Bell?
I wondered the same thing. What is the...
Okay.
I mean, why are people so incensed or are they having these clandestine meetings at Taco Bell? Like, what am I missing here? Okay.
Well, it's like Demolition Man from a few years back, that Stallone film where every restaurant is Taco Bell. So, the pair arranged to meet at the Taco Bell in the 1200 block of US 321 Tuesday afternoon. Okay, so far, bad choice of restaurant, making sense.
Yeah, but what about the name?
Obviously this person is looking to pay for sex, I would think, or get paid for sex or something, or sexual acts of some sort.
All right,
when the man met her, I mean, that would be, if I responded to somebody that name, then I would expect, okay, this person wants to be paid.
Okay.
But, you know, I'm ready to get my freak on. So, when the man met her, she arrived in a black Honda Civic with another woman. All right. And told them she went by the name Cinderella. So far, prostitution all the way. He got in the car with the two women, and they went to a house in the 17... Okay, this is a Batman suit story coming up, I bet. The 1700 block of 2nd Avenue Southwest, where he and Cinderella, who was, by the way, 24, were dropped off. The second woman drove away in the Honda. All right? Perfectly normal for prostitution.
Yes.
The couple went into the house, and Cinderella pulled out a bag of marijuana. Okay. Not what I would have expected, but sure. They decided to go outside of the house to smoke it. All right. So far, that makes sense. Okay, maybe you're meeting somebody who's really just wanting a date. Brings a bag of marijuana with him. Sure, why not? The man was about to smoke when... Okay, here we go. When a black man came out of the woods... Out of the woods. And approached... taking out a semi-automatic pistol, according to the police report. He told the victim to get on the ground. The man went through the victim's pockets and hit him in the ribs. The man made off with $100 and left the house. Okay, the guy only had $100.
That's such a waste to rob somebody.
And left the house on foot with Cinderella.
They left him in the house that they were at, which I don't understand. How do you do that?
Okay. The victim left the house and called his mother about what happened, who then called police for him because his cell phone was dying, the report said. Okay, first of all, dude.
Yeah.
When you are on Craigslist.
Yes.
And you meet somebody. Mm-hmm. Craigslist is not known for real dating. It's generally meant for, I want a blowjob. Or I want to get rammed really hard and then go see Terminator.
Yes, exactly. So, that was the ad we found several years ago.
Who wants to... I'm looking for a twink to ream the ass... Or to ream its his... Whatever that
is. Well, ream my ass after we watch Terminator at the Cineplex.
Let's and go watch like, Terminator and I'll fuck you silly.
Yeah, we were looking at our local ads too, which was what made it so much special because we were like... Can we go check this out? Can we go to the Cineplex?
Yeah,
right
exactly.
Now and see this dude?
Hey, is there a guy looking for a twink?
Anyway,
so
that's what it's known
so
for.
So that's the first rule. This guy obviously is a bit old to not know these things, but anyway. And next, when you go to a nondescript house with people you don't know, I certainly hope this dude knew that he was there to pay for sex for something. Although, if he only had $100 on him,
yeah.
I don't know what kind of sex he was expecting.
But
No. Go. What's your theory?
My initial theory here, and I'm sticking to it, is he thought this was a date. And
I think that's definitely, yeah, okay. Keep
like,
going, sir.
He thought this was like an actual date.
Yeah.
Like,
he's stupid.
Well, yes. And this is where the name really, like, the name to me is, like, super foreshadowing. Freaky Friday 2, I need some money for the holidays. I mean, to me, that is like...
I'm going to rob you.
Yes, I'm going to rob you and get your money.
Or I will blow you for money and then you will leave.
Yeah, except if, I mean, maybe it was only $100, but she was like,
so at the same time,
but
I got to say, that's pretty ballsy of the people that committed this act because, you know, they're like, okay, well, if we call you like, you know, hot blonde 27, they're totally not going to buy into this. So
if we need
just tell them what we're going to do.
Yeah, see, that's where I find it fascinating. It's like if someone was like, you know what, you know, they're like selling you a porcelain statue on Craigslist, but their ad is, you know, James Simpson, I'm going to rape you up the ass real hard.
Yeah, exactly.
And you're like,
I'm gonna
that
fucking,
should be fine.
I'm going to fuck you really
hard.
I'm going to leave you in a ditch. And
yeah.
and you're like, then that take sounds your okay. car.
Yeah, you know? That sounds fine. I'm sure this porcelain statue will be really nice in my home. I think I'll go do that transaction. Like, I don't really understand any of this. And then he goes, and this woman is like, was there another woman there? And you'd think he'd be like, well, why is your friend there? That's kind of weird. And then he goes to the house, but then the robbers are so stupid because on top of everything, they leave him in the house where they were smoking, which must belong to somebody of these people.
Yeah, like, well, that's someone the thing. They
know or them.
I would think so, too. I mean, somebody owns that property, so...
So it's going to... As soon as
the only thing I can think of is that, you know, the owner is in on it. One of them was the owner.
Well, sure, but then once he calls the police because they leave him there, then the police are going to show up there, and they're going to be able to track who this person is, this Cinderella person. So you're like, why did you leave him in your house?
Not a lot of thought went into this for $100 on either point.
No.
Rant. Hey, Monica, great show today. So I just wanted to really quickly point out that people can subscribe to our podcast.
They can.
By going to rantmehard.com.
Exactly.
But where can they find you?
Well, they can find me on yourdoseoflunacy.com. And Shane?
You can find me at shanesworld.ca. And thank you for listening. Subscribe 3? On iTunes. Oh, yeah, we're breaking records here. iTunes. Yes. And if you go to the website, you'll find all the other places that I recommend you could subscribe that is not iTunes related, because I'm a nerd.
Oh, one more thing is, please feel free to send us any weird stuff.
Totally.
I know I'm opening the floodgates when I say things like that. But
so send really us some stuff at info@rantmehard.com, and we'll take a look at it and laugh and cry.
And we might put it on the show. Thank you so very much, Brian, for sending us the article. Brian, for sending us
I
the guest.
Totally want to date him now.
Yes.
If I swung that way, and he is wicked.
Exactly. So thank you. So please be like Brian is what we're telling you.
Be like Brian campaign.
Be like Brian. Send us stuff. Be a man. Okay. Thank you.
We should make an email address of Brian at.
Be like Brian at.
Be like Brian at.